Luke Ferrari's Almost Nothing and the real-time pacing of Norwegian Slow TV. The source recording for this hour is a live stream from the Cyberforest program at the University of Tokyo. They've been streaming audio from Japanese forests since 1997. I captured their stream from the Shinsu University Nature Education Garden near Nagano. It's a mountaintop park that brings people into contact with the forested landscape. For World Listening Day, I compressed a day in the garden into 1 hour. When long recordings are time compressed in this way, stillness becomes animated, like the hidden movement of plants revealed by a time-lapse film. By speeding things up, I can uncover the slow patterns that normally exceed my attention span. Gradual shifts in weather become distinct waves of change. Human sounds give way to nocturnal animals and then to morning birds in a few minutes instead of hours. I started the project for an event called Radio Art Zone in Luxembourg. Tune in there on August 1st to hear 22 more recordings from around the world. It's part of my ongoing effort to create a listening practice that decenters my human perspective and seeks out other ears. I think this resonates with the World Listening Day theme of listening across boundaries. In the depths of the pandemic shutdowns, my daily sound world shrank, and the new sensorium of remote work was primarily visual. Pandemic boundaries seemed everywhere, but environmental live streams, like the Cyberforest Project, linked me with the world outside those limitations. Remote listening sessions changed the way that time passed inside my small city apartment. As I internalized the details of these remote places, I started to wonder what I missed when I wasn't listening. What could I learn from tuning in to cycles that were too slow to perceive? Fast-slow radio is a listening prosthetic to help bridge the boundary of our attention and appreciate these larger-than-human rhythms around us.